At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
People are strange.
Strange. Something strange.
Is that strange?
That is strange.
Strange.
That is strange.
Well, that is strange.
This is strange.
What is going on, everybody? Flexi Poo?
How are ya?
Oh, I'm doing well. How's it going, brother? There's a lot of crazy yes going on.
Oh, boy.
Oh boy.
Well,
indeed.
I mean, this is why we've decided to go live, because really, it helps us keep up with things.
Yeah.
Because it changes on the hour.
Dude, there's just so much. From Project Stargate, you guys saw the thumbnail. There's just like... All of a sudden, Donald Trump Jr. posts the picture of his dad, Mr. Trumpy Poo, looking in the mirror and a goat staring back. And it's just like, you know, the comments on that image was just everybody's like, take this down. This is not a good look. Like, the goat is Baphomet. Stop.
I saw that.
Right.
What's really making me boil a little bit here is the whole symbolism will be their downfall, which we've been hearing for years because of the people we want to see be taken down. But right now there's so much symbolism on the other side,
right,
that it's ending up in a situation now where a lot of people that did support him or are supporting him are like, this is getting weird. There's just too much symbolization on a lot of what we're seeing.
Right.
So it's strange to see that we loved it back in the day on the 17th letter, and oh, it'll be their downfall, and it's happening right in front of us.
Yeah,
literally on a daily basis.
Well, dude, it's like, honestly, 2 days in, we get Project Stargate, you know what I mean? And everybody's wondering, what in God's name is this, right? We ran on Make America Healthy Again, and now all of a sudden you have this $500 billion AI infrastructure that you're promising. Sam Altman, Larry Ellison, like deep state CIA, Larry Ellison, you know what I mean? Like Oracle, what?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we said, watch out for who Trump brings in, everybody, because, you know, he said that he knew who the good guys were. Now he's not going to hire the swamp. This seems to be likewise going the other way, right?
Yeah. And I think what's happening is those that still are 100% support for Trump. I remember Greg and I were just a few years ago, and then we're seeing patterns now that've made us question things. But it's sort of like they still think, well, he's doing it to keep his enemies closest to him. And I'm like, I'm not falling for that anymore.
I mean, even Banielson right here, he says in the chat, and you guys, thanks for coming over to YouTube. This is awesome seeing you guys over here. So Banielson, what if the symbolism they are doing is just to mock them? And that could be 100%. You never know.
I hope so. Because if I'm wrong, I owe Banielson a steak dinner. I've already told him that.
Right.
So I'll have to fly down to Washington.
You'll kiss his toes.
Marry his ass. And
Right. Yeah. So and that's always the key. But like, that's also how you get tricked into following something and the goalposts keep on moving. It's like, well, what if he's just doing this to, you know, bring him out into the light? What if he's just shining light on it? It's like, well, how long can you play this game without actually having any repercussions or punishments for these people, you know?
Exactly. And I'm starting to see that a lot of these stars that we thought were going to be taken down, they're just living their life. You know, I think they've been told, you're good, you know, nothing's going to happen to you. You know, maybe they'll sacrifice a few, like Diddy or a Fauci here or there. But I just see them all living their lives. They're not scared. First of all, they haven't left the U.S. They all like, we're going to leave the U.S. when Trump gets in. And none of them are up here with me in Canada.
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. So this whole thing was just like, you know, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. You know what I mean? Like it screams like, he's backstabbing MAHA or Make America Healthy Again, whatever, however the hell you want to say that, right?
But, and where's Robert Kennedy Jr. been?
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, where is the outstanding?
I didn't see him at the inauguration.
He was there. He was there.
Was he?
Yeah, he was there. But also all the big tech people were there, too. You know what I mean? So like Apple, who was
it? Google.
Right. Yes. So I'm just saying you have all of this digital surveillance stuff coming out. And so I do want to play a clip of Trump kind of introducing this. I do want to like kind of go through just him introducing it, because I think it's important to kind of get the feel for how he's vibing with these guys. You know, he's looking at them again, like, hey, no, like, look at you. You run so much stuff. You're such a big, powerful person, you know? And I don't know. Like, is he trying to do this on purpose? And is he trying to just like chum up with these guys and buddy, buddy?
I mean, I don't know, but none of us would expect him to be associated with all these people that have been spying on us and banned us and kept very critical information from us, like shadow banning, you know, the YouTube and the Google and the Apple and the Zuckerfuck and all those people. So I'm at a loss of words for that, you know, and I still think it's you know, people are saying keep your enemies closest to you.
Yeah.
But at this point, I need to see something. I got to see something.
Let's take a look at this. This is Trump introducing them for the Project Stargate announcement.
My honor to welcome three of the world's leading technology CEOs. And in the case of Larry Ellison, it's well beyond technology. He's sort of CEO of everything. He's an amazing man and an amazing business person. But to announce the largest AI infrastructure project by far in history, and it's all taking place right here in America. As you know, there's great competition for AI and other things, and they're coming in at the highest level. We're joined by Oracle Executive Chairman Larry Ellison, SoftBank CEO, my friend Masa Yoshi's son, and CEO of OpenAI, and I would say the by far the leading expert, based on everything I read, Sam Altman. So that's great that you're coming in together. That's a massive group of talent and money. Together, these world-leading technology giants are announcing the formation of Stargate. So put that name down in your books, because I think you're going to hear a lot about it.
Yeah, you are going to hear a lot about it. And, you know, he does, he places these guys as talent, you know, and money, things that I think are very important to Trump. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's a businessman. So, yeah, of course. Yep. But it's just like he's not going to look for morality in these types of situations, you guys. So it's like it's one of those things where, yes, I expect him to hire talent. I expect him to hire the deep state, honestly, because of what he did in the past. But at this point, you have to weigh the odds and you have to go, well, if we're not making this AI program here in America, who else is going to challenge us? Right. And now you have China coming out with this. What is it? Deep stake, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And it caused a slight market crash.
Slight $1 trillion.
Yeah. Right. NVIDIA stock went way down. So it's one of those things where you kind of do have to look and see like, hey, what is this really about?
Yeah. And I remember the United States putting a ban on selling a chip to China that allowed the integration of AI, because, again, they want to be at the forefront of it. And they're going to use the excuse of we need to have security and protection. So we want to have all the patents on everything. And we want to make sure that, you know, they are regulated properly. And that's my concern, is that these are good things when they say certain things. But down the road, it's like, personally, I feel that this administration is a Trojan horse for the next administration that's coming in.
Right.
You know, and out of the 80 good things, 80% of the good things Trump's doing, I was going to say 10%. There's my math for you. It's the 20% that I'm not sure of. Down the road, right?
Yeah.
And the AI is right up there on the top of the list, because I personally think, and some of us have talked in our private groups, that AI will be the Antichrist.
Absolutely.
It may not be Elon, it may not be Trump,
Yeah.
It's AI.
Honestly, and you know what? It's the biggest fear that could be a possibility is that we are creating the body for demonic souls to come back to Earth. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God help us.
And like, that's a big theory that's been rolling around. It's like literally like they are spirits. And I remember, you know, we were talking about the golden age back with the Mike Tyson fight and like he's biting his glove like Saturn. Saturn ruled the golden age, everybody. When you died in the golden age, you became a daemon and you ruled the earth forever. Now, they were trying to put the word daemon in a good light. But it's you're literally stuck here on Earth when you die.
Yeah.
And so if you can't go anywhere.
Well, you don't ascend, right? We all want to ascend to heaven.
Yeah.
To the light. You know?
So if you can't go anywhere, you need a body to come back and talk to people, right?
Yeah.
And it begs the question, who's been feeding us this technology all along? You know, like you see like these kind of theories that technology, because if you look at like technology, it's grown so fast in the last 20 years, even 10 years. And so it's like, are we getting dropped off these chunks of ships, you know, and we're reverse engineering this alien technology?
And they're 50 years ahead, 50 to 70 years ahead. So what we're seeing now are governments or the U.S., when I say our, I mean, you know, maybe Canada too, I don't know, but especially in the United States, the technology and the infrastructure that they have in place for a lot of this is at least 50 years ahead from what, you know, from what we see and what we know. And that's what scares me the most is I'm already going. I just purchased a thing. It cost me like $299 US, so almost $500 Canadian. And it's an AI program, so I can prompt it to do pictures and videos and stuff. And it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy what it can do. You know?
Well, that is, yes, crazy is a great way to describe it because it's
scary.
Well, and, you know, you got to think about the granddaddy of all granddaddy conspiracies is like the alien race or whoever it's going to be, the Anunnaki, the Nephilim, coming back down to Earth to be worshipped. And then this sparks the new religion where you have transhumanism being a gift from God, their God, right? Saying, hey, if you want to have my abilities and be a superhero, be a superhuman, that's why superheroes are a big deal, right? Because like they want you to think that being a superhero and having these powers is really cool. That way, when you get the chance to get those powers, maybe by a chip or by a technology that you inject to yourself, you can do it, right?
Yep.
And that's where we see this next step come through. And this is where everybody was like, no, please no. Because Larry Ellison at this meeting starts talking about mRNA, right? And we don't, you know, it's everybody knows what I'm talking about. It's the miracle medicine all over again. But this time for cures like cancer, for detection, right? So this is the clip of him being introduced by Trump. And just watch the giggling at the beginning.
Yeah, like, it's
this
creepy.
Is just very strange. Like they're looking back, like Trump and Larry are looking back at each other, giggling, going like, what? Very bizarre. Okay.
So yeah, very, very bizarre.
Check out this scene here.
Oh, God. Thank you, Mr. President. One of the most exciting things we're working on, you again, using the tools that Sam and Masa are providing. Is a cancer vaccine. It's very interesting. It turns out, I'll be quick, all of our cancers, cancer tumors, little fragments of those tumors float around in your blood. So you can do early cancer detection. If you can do it using AI, you can do early cancer detection with a blood test. And using AI to look at the blood test, you can find the cancers that are actually seriously threatening the person. So we can, again, cancer diagnosis using AI has the promise of just being a simple blood test. Then beyond that, once we gene sequence that cancer tumor, you can then vaccinate the person design a vaccine for every individual person to vaccinate them against that cancer. And you can make that vaccine, that mRNA vaccine, you can make that robotically, again, using AI in about 48 hours. So imagine early cancer detection, the development of a cancer vaccine for the, for your particular cancer aimed at you, and have that vaccine available in 48 hours. This is the promise of AI and the promise of the future.
The golden age, everybody. Right.
I was more excited about the ad, getjacked.com.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at that.
I was like, wait a minute. I want that as a home gym.
I'm sweating. Look at that.
How you stay healthy. But yeah, the laugh, I'm just kind of like, I mean, obviously we're missing the inside joke there of whatever was going on between the two of them. But because of what's happened the last 4 years, there's going to be a majority, a big majority of people that will not trust anything that's called mRNA, anything right. that's called the V.
Yeah.
And I remember saying this last week on the other show, we were in the chat, and I was like, well, maybe this is a way they help people that took the magic, whatever you call it, medicine.
I'm just saying, yes.
And to help them. But because... But
is it really helping labeled, them? Like,
well, that's it. And because it's called mRNA, I would never want to touch it. But right. the thing is, it probably could help a lot of people. It's just we don't have trust in this anymore because of what's gone on. And it hasn't been addressed.
Well, and we don't trust it because who's involved? I mean, Larry Ellison, my God, dude. Like, get some, like, if it was RFK Jr. doing this, people would be confused, but they wouldn't be as like, what? You know what I mean? Like,
so what's your take on that? Why, Larry? Why is this so... in our face right now with people we don't trust?
Money. That's okay. It, dude. I the guy is the fourth richest man in the world, Larry Ellison. So I mean, he has the money to put forward because it's their money. It's not the government's money putting, like, it's this $500 billion. It's literally Larry Ellison. You know, you have Microsoft backing this, so Bill Gates is in on this too, everybody. I mean,
I'm like, come
how
on.
Could he not
like,
be?
What?
So like but here's the deal is, just like you said, this thing is a Band-Aid. Like, you're trying to cure the cancer, but let's get rid of the cause of the cancer, everybody. Like, what are we doing? Yes. Like, let's go to the root of the issue. Yeah. Eliminate it. Like, all you're doing, you're creating a product for somebody to buy. And hopefully, like, it's, you know, they're going to be like, oh, no. I want to get my my jib jab and all this stuff. But what is causing that? And now if you look at the rising rates in unprecedented cancer, right, in young people, and you have like these just spur ups, and now people are attributing that to certain other things, right, that might involve, I don't even want to say, but we all know what we're talking about here, right? The first, the first round that came out in 2020, everybody got bibbity bop, right, in the shoulders.
Bibbity bop boo.
And then now, all of a sudden, you have cancer on the rise, and now you have this gift of, hey, we can cure cancer. And it's just like, okay, problem, reaction, solution.
Yep.
That's all this is.
Sorry, what up, Donut? Donut is in the chat.
Yeah. Ba, 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 ba. Smash that like button.
Thank you for joining us, Donut.
What's going on,
Donut? You're right. It's kind of like, you know, they... cause the problem, here's the solution. And again, it's not when we had Donut on last week and we talked about, is this a rebranding? They're using different words instead of 15-minute cities, freedom cities, and whatnot. They should have found a different name for mRNA because when, as soon as you hear that, people will tuck their tail between their legs and say, I'm done. Like, you know, as Whitney says, I like to live, boys. Yes, people want to live. And, you know, there's a lot that I agree with you, Greg, that needs to be changed in our food, in our water, in the air. You know, even like, you know, I was joking with my friend the other day saying, I wonder if I dyed my hair jet black again and got rid of all my grays and whites. And I said, no, because I don't want chemicals on my body.
Right. Like, you know, like, yeah, even just, you know, hair products. I mean, my God, products. Look at my hair. Like, what am I doing to myself?
I use deodorant that doesn't have aluminum in it. I have like as clean stuff as you can. I mean, it could be all bullshit too, but that's where you stop the chronic illnesses is that. And then, yes, if you have something down the road, like an injection of some point that can help with that, I feel you'd have to have the most amazing salesperson right now to push that because of what's happened the last 4 years.
Exactly.
And I don't think Trump is that salesperson that could do it because of what's happened. And because he's the father of the you know what is still right. hasn't.
The miracle medicine. Well, and that's why it's such a I'm just gonna say bold move.
Yeah.
On his second day in office coming out pushing this platform. You know what I mean? It's very not what people wanted.
It wasn't like a month later or within the 90 days. It was two days, you said, into it?
Yeah. It was literally like within his second day, this is when everything started happening. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where I just don't know. And also, you look at the name Stargate and you're wondering, why choose this name built after this, 1978 secret army program for remote viewing?
Remote viewing, you know, it was called Project Stargate back then.
Yeah.
And it was to research phenomena and also, like you said, remote viewing. And I always feel like, again, that's 50 years ago, right? We talked about how technology is so far ahead of what we think it is. So that's something that started 50 years ago.
Right.
Now it's set up.
Well, dude, I found some pages that were highlighted that were pretty interesting from this Project Stargate, because there's over 12,000 pages of this program, 12,741 documents on the CIA's website referencing Stargate, everybody. But a couple of these that I found on good old X are talking about when they saw Mars via this remote viewing aspect. And check this out. So this is a transcript from May 22nd, 1984. You have, you know, like they're just kind of, you know, you have SUB, which is the subject who's talking about what they're seeing, right? Mm-hmm. And you have the monitor or the guy who's kind of like watching this whole thing. So you have some setup time. They give some coordinates, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the subject says, I want to say it looks like, I don't know. It sort of looks... I kind of got an oblique view of a pyramid or pyramid form. Mm. It's very high. It's kind of sitting in a large depressed area. They describe it as yellowish, ochre colored. And then they're talking about like moving in the time indicated in envelope. I'm tracking severe clouds, more like a dust storm, like a geologic problem, right?
What year is this? When was this?
1984, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And so the monitor is like, okay, let's get back to the geologic problem. Okay. So let's talk about this. And so the subject goes, total differences. It's before there's no, I don't know. Oh, hell. It's like mountains of dirt appear and then disappear. Large, flat surfaces, very smooth angles, walls. They're really large, though. I mean, like megalithic. Look around in this area and you see if some activity. That's what the monitor's saying.
Megalithic. I like that word.
Right.
Put that on a t-shirt.
And so the subject, talks about it's like a perception of shadow of people, very tall and thin. It's as if they were there and not there. And then this guy goes back to a period of time when they are there. And the subject goes, it's like I get a lot of static on the line of and everything. It's breaking up all the time. Very fragmentary pieces. So they're talking about these very large people, very thin and tall, shadow-like, wearing some kind of strange clothes. And then they're talking about going into like this deep canyon, like cavernous type of thing. Looking at these very large structures.
Is this him remote viewing this?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so like
either he was on the good shit that night. I don't know.
I know.
He was puffing something. Sent it my way.
But so that is what I've learned from this program. I think that everybody has the opportunity to do this. You know, like if you get into the right state, I've heard like one headphone is one frequency. The other one's a different frequency. You meditate and you can go there, bro. And so it's like one of those things where. why are you naming this AI program, this biggest AI program ever, after this?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
And this was also a movie, wasn't it, in the late 1990s?
Yeah, and Stargate, a TV show. And the TV portals. Show. Yep.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. Well, I'm going to meditate right now and try to remote view some money. Like, hold on a sec here.
There we go.
The lottery. Okay, done.
Yeah.
Everyone in the chat gets a dollar. We just won the lottery.
Yeah, who's going to win the Super Bowl? Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. See what I mean? Like, a chief.
Yeah, here's another random picture of this. This is from one of the documents. This is a photographer of quasar emitting jet of matter. I don't know what the hell this is.
God bless you. Sounds like you sneezed.
Right? Look at this. Universal black hole, white hole, the nucleus, the hologram. This all honestly looks like the inside of a cell, like a cellular, like mitochondria or something, right? This is called the cosmic egg, dude. The diagram of the cosmic egg. Or Cosric.
Do you think this is this tied in with Operation Spyglass? You know how they can look into the future. Do you think you know they use the two together? Or
the Project Looking Glass?
Looking Glass, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, that's like all speculative, right? Like we don't know if that's true, but this actually was a program.
It has to be true. It's on the internet, right?
I know. David Wilcox talks about it. Right. But look at this picture on the bottom. It's like this beehive. And look in between here. What does that remind you of? You see that?
The DNA.
Yes. Double helix, everybody.
33 strands or vertebrae.
Well, and then did you see Melania Trump's picture today or yesterday that she put out?
Yeah. I was just like, and I saw Donut had put that on his thing too.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. Donut has the same thing, but it's like literally it's the yoni sign. Her hands are literally mirrored and the yoni is the womb. And we talked about, you know, when you get, there's this, you remember Tom Horn back in the day, he was in the Belly of the Beast documentary talking about the setup of Washington, D.C., right where the inauguration happens with the obelisk serving its purpose as the male, you know, junk impregnating the belly of ISIS in the dome, the Capitol dome. Where on the ceiling of the Capitol Dome, you literally have the apotheosis of George Washington becoming a god, right? And that's where did Trump get inaugurated, everybody? In the womb.
In the womb.
And now she's making
she has the, what's behind her in the background?
The obelisk is behind her. It's the link or the Washington Monument.
And isn't it 666 feet? Like it's certain distance up and certain distance underground that adds up to that. And that's what I found very interesting when I woke up a few years ago about how much of our architecture is related to the cult. You know, a lot of it. There it is. There, yeah.
But look at her hair.
Looks like the strand
DNA, right?
Yeah. This is creepy.
But yeah, the double yoni, right? And then the obelisk in the background impregnating the womb. You know, like the symbolism is just very deep around this whole thing. And it's like the raising of the
Osiris. They're throwing it at us. Like they haven't peppered it in slowly over, you know, he just started his administration. We're what, 2 weeks in? 1 week in?
Yeah.
1 week in. We're 1 week in and there's just a lot. It's just sort of like they don't care. They're like, yeah, we know, you know, we need to get this all out to get to our agenda 2030 or you know, right. Smart cities 2028. But they're really not holding back on any of this.
Well, and then I mean,
Eric Trump's wife has to say, honey, please don't do that.
Right. He's doing the same like, yoni type of thing. Dude. Yeah. Come like, on.
Put your hand away.
Yeah. Come on. That's enough. We all know what's going on. It's just like, dude, the raising of the Osiris ritual is literally what I think is happening right now. It's very, very strange. It's, you know, in the story that I guess I did an episode way back when. One of the first episodes I ever did was about Trump being the Osiris and how every president undergoes this raising of the Osiris ritual, right? Because at the House of the Temple, which is the Herodome, it's the Scottish Rite Freemasonry Capitol building in Washington, D.C., where Albert Pike is buried. I don't know if George Washington's buried there. I don't think he is. I don't know. Someone else. There's another like famous Mason who's buried there. But supposedly, they do this incantation of the raising of the Osiris ritual during the inauguration.
Right.
And if you have Trump inside of the womb, it's like the metaphorical womb, because right across the way of the womb is the obelisk. It's the frickin' Lincoln Memorial. And at high noon, when the sun is piercing down at its brightest and hottest moment, giving that obelisk the biggest amount of energy it can, upon the reflecting pool towards the womb, you have this raising of the Osiris ritual type of thing. And what it's supposed to do is, like, it goes back to ancient Egypt, dude, where, like, they did this with every pharaoh that came in because it gave them divine representation down on earth. They thought that literally God entered, or Osiris entered, the body of the pharaoh, you know? And I'm just wondering, Jordan Peterson, he did, like, this whole breakdown of the old Egyptian gods, like Set, Osiris, Horus, Isis, and how that whole thing transpired. So Osiris gets killed by his brother, Set. He gets chopped up into 14 pieces.
Yes.
Isis gathers 13 of them. She can't find the penis, right? So she makes the obelisk.
Isn't torch on the Statue of Liberty technically his penis?
Oh boy. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, you know.
It's like a lighter.
From my inside scoop people.
Okay. They should just make a lighter out of it, you know? This is Osiris's phallus lighter, okay?
Yeah.
But the 13 pieces, right? That's symbolic of the 13 original colonies, the 13 arrows. In the great seal of the United States, the 13 olives on the olive branch, 13 stripes on the flag, like 13, right? Taylor Swift's favorite number.
Of course.
And when you break this whole thing down, Osiris dies. Isis puts him back together with the obelisk. She sits on the obelisk and creates a son. That son is Horus, right? The sun god. And then you have Horus goes and battles with Set, gets the eye ripped out. Horus gets his eye ripped out. That's where this whole myth comes from, right? The eye of Horus.
Yeah.
And defeats Set. So Horus kills Set, but he loses the eye, right? Because whenever you go into a battle with darkness, you have to give up something, right? And like Horus goes down and gives his father the eye, Osiris. And so you have Osiris and Horus rise together. So it's the resurrection of Osiris, and that is Donald Trump's return, right? And Horus was a falcon. He was flying high, and if you look at like the Lion King, Zazu, the bird who was flying above everything, could see everything. He had vision. That represented Horus. So you have this vision returning to your foundation, because Osiris represents the pyramid. Right. And that's why you have the pyramid and you have the eye. Yeah. But the eye is separate from the pyramid, because the eye is the vision of whatever you need in the future to make you whole again. Mm-hmm. Right. So this whole thing is really fitting together for me when I see Donald Trump coming back. And I think this AI is going to be his Horus. It's going to give him vision to see things and like be powerful. And it's just Stargate, dude, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And what's your thought of them saying he can get a third term now? I've been hearing that. I just saw something today, but the way the Constitution's written out, that he could get a third term. Do you think he's the last president?
Yeah, I was going to say that fits right into the Ingersoll Lockwood theory, right?
Yeah.
And I think you'll see Elon Musk tweet about this soon.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Because Elon Musk just tweeted about Wernher von Braun's book. Literally, yep. that remember, it was called like, he was writing about a group going to Mars and their leader was called the Elon.
Elon, yeah.
So he tweeted that out. And he goes, what are the odds of this? Like, he's throwing it in everybody's face like, hey, check it out. Right?
Yeah.
But like with the whole, with the, sorry, what were you asking about? It was the.
Just about his third term.
Yes.
And the if third he'd term. Be the last president.
So maybe, I don't know if like, I don't know if that's going to go through, but I, you know, some people say this is his third term and he never left. Right. And that's why he didn't put his hand on the Bible because
right.
he was already sworn in. Right.
Right.
But that's the thing that people have to, you know, they have to comprehend and kind of weigh out. It's that if Trump was the president during Biden's term, then everything that happened under Biden was really Trump. So you have to weigh the odds there and go, okay, well, did Trump really endorse the mandates, enforce the mandates?
Did he set up for them to... You know, I wouldn't even say let them win the election. I think it was planned. That's why maybe the real Joe Biden didn't want to go through this and he just died. They got rid of him because that we all know that wasn't the real Joe Biden the last 4 years. And
well,
there's an actor playing him. And it's just like at this point, I'm just seeing this. You know, I know they talked about the 16-year plan with Hillary, but I kind of feel the 16-year plan is with Trump. I feel, you know, this 8 years.
That's a good point.
Yes. I'm starting to feel where it really is at.
Because like the I think if you look at what Biden just went through, and this was on the thumbnail, I'm trying to find the picture here, but Biden just went through a little ritual himself.
He did.
You know what I mean?
And good for him. Not.
So he literally just became a master mason here. I'm not going to open up that link. But this is him at the, what was it?
I thought he was religious. He was Christian.
Right. Catholic. Right. Yeah. And so that's this whole, this argument is he faces excommunication after this quiet induction into this historically black Masonic lodge. And it's the Prince Hall Grand Lodge in South Carolina. And it's just, it's very strange. This was on his last day in office. He becomes a Mason, dude. A master mason.
I thought it was the next day. So he was still in office this day.
Yeah. This was on the 19th.
Okay.
And so you have to wonder, like, what did he do to earn, quote unquote, this position? Right? Because it's all about humility and earning your role. Is
Screwed
it not?
Screwed everybody for the last 4 years. Played his role.
Right. And so if, I'm just saying, like, the whole Q post is all dark to light. Freemasons. The number 17 is related to Osiris. Apparently, Osiris died on the 17th day.
And why the black Masons? Didn't he say, if you vote for Trump, you ain't black? Is this his way?
Dude, who the hell knows?
Apologizing for it?
I really don't know. You know, it's historically, you know, primarily black Weird. Lodge, but I don't know if it's, you know, it could be whatever. And, you know, if you're in the Catholic faith, you cannot be a Mason. I know... So in Pardon My American, I did this breakdown of Nancy Pelosi when she went to go see the Pope. She did the Freemasonic handshake. Like, you can literally clearly tell she deliberately moved her thumb onto the third knuckle and then moved it back and looked at it while she did it and then looked up at him. And he goes, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, that kind of like, what are you doing here? And it's like, why is Nancy Pelosi giving the Pope a Masonic handshake? You know, and people are like, well, obviously, like, the Pope is freaking a Mason. He's been a Mason. But that's not like what's supposed to happen to everybody. You know, like,
no,
they've forbidden secret societies in the Catholic Church for ages.
Or have they?
Well, and that's the thing, you know, and like. I would argue that this whole thing is a Freemasonic ritual, dude. There's a group of people who think that we were built on, like, make America great again. Mm-hmm. Our foundation was all about the keystone. The formation of this country was Freemasons.
Yeah. And why stop now? Like, that's why I'm thinking, like, you know, they've been doing this for decades and decades and centuries. You know, all the presidents have been Freemasons from... Have all of them been Freemasons, Greg?
No, not all of them. I mean, not there's a significant chunk of them. I think Biden was like the 19th or so president to become. Let me see. I think it was either like 14th or 19th.
And they allowed non-Freemason people to run?
Biden is now the 16th. I feel like
they're so control of everything.
So Biden is now the 16th president in American history to become a Freemason, according to Masonic Find. There you go, everybody. Masonic Find. I don't know. It seems like an interesting website. I don't know if I want to bring it up here, but yeah. So here's your Masons that were presidents: George Washington, Monroe, Andrew Jackson.
Yep.
You know, you have FDR, Truman, Ford, Johnson. So
nobody, according to that list, nobody recently has been on it.
Right.
Even though.
Unless it's all secretive. Who knows, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So it's one of those things, dude, where like the whole Q stuff is very Freemasonic after you look at it and you kind of step back. But, you know, like there's a lot of good stuff in there, too. So I'm not like poo-pooing the whole thing, but I'm just saying, like, be careful because they're throwing in this good stuff. Like Trump was just Banielson just put this in the chat saying Trump just banned like the sex changes, right, for kids.
Yep.
So I mean, that's a good thing, right?
Yep. And he's going to bring back the military folks that were let go with full pay because of the you know what. So that's what I was saying earlier about like 80 to 90% of what he's doing, you know, is stuff that we've all been waiting for the last 4 years, you know, especially last 4 years. It's the 10%. It's these things with the AI, the mRNA, the, you know, the chumminess with certain people bringing into his administration. And it's the 10% that bothers me. And it's like, we can't ignore the 10%. And we've said many, many times on this show, we just, especially with Greg, you know, I just bring the surface level stuff. Like I'm on here learning from Greg, guys, every week. When Greg and Donut were going at it last week, I was taking notes. I was like, damn, okay, I got some homework to do. But it's patterns that you guys have shown, you know, and it's like, why are we not believing the patterns just because it's on one side that we don't want to believe it is? It's patterns and recognitions, symbolization, symbolism, everything across the board.
Yeah.
Across the board. And they're not hiding it. Like you know, not now, which... To me, I don't understand why so much in your face. Like, why are they that far behind? Because people will be like, oh, they're far behind because Trump put a wrench in the wheel, you know, and just messed things up. And I'm kind of thinking, no, I think it's always been like this. But why so much so quickly, you know?
Well, I think 2030 is a big deal for them for some reason. And that's, you know, if you look at the Raelian religion, they think that the aliens will return by 2030. As long as the embassy is built and you look at Israel looking to rebuild their embassy, the Raelians said that we will use your embassy, Israel. Like if you allow us, we'll help you build your embassy and we can use it for the aliens to come back down. I mean, Israel's like, nah, I don't want any of that. But but do you like the symbolism and the trends and stuff? Right. So like we see these trends.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you have Elon looking in the mirror with the Baphomet costume. You have Trump looking in the mirror with I know it's AI and I know it's shared by Donald Trump Jr.
His son shared that. That's right.
Right. And I know that the goat represents greatest of all time, everybody. But you could argue that that's been put out into the ether to make you think that that is what it means. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you say it more and more and more, like you want to be the goat. You want to be the goat.
Predictive programming, right? They've been telling this for a while so that when they do put it right in front of you, the Baphomet goat, you know, and the dude, you know, is wearing his outfit with the upside down cross. And I mean, there's so many ties. I was watching videos about his mom, like how deep his mom is into a lot of this too.
You know,
and I'm just like, I never trusted Elon anyways at all. And I don't understand when I think about the plan, if you still believe there's a plan, you know, is it to keep your enemies closest to you? Is the real Elon gone and this guy is just a double and he's playing his role? Did he take a deal? Because a lot of people are like, he took a deal. This is why. Same with Zuckerberg. And I hope that's the case, you know? I mean, I hope that's the case.
Yeah, it's... I'm in like the let's wait and see type of mode.
Right.
But it is literally one of those points where if you wait and see, it's just it's going to be too late by the time. And honestly, like,
that's, yes.
What is everybody going to do anyway? Right.
Well, that's it.
If we didn't stand up during the 2020, you know what? We're not going to stand up with anything else here.
No. And that's why I'm kind of like, I get down about it sometimes because I'm thinking like, when people say, what can you do? And there's things people can do, you know, getting out of the bigger cities. I've moved somewhere where there's a lot more farms around us and stuff like that. And I'm just, you know, I'm doing the best I can. I mean, our part is to be on here and to wake people up. And I feel like we're waking people up now in a different sense, being like, hey, let's not trust everything you're being told on either side. Cause it's dangerous when you put trust in everything. And it's just like, I don't think the government could do anything ever for me to trust them, even if they got rid of income tax. So that's a huge thing that Trump just did the other day. And that's massive.
Yeah.
That would be massive. You're like, I would move to the States just for that, being like, yes, please. But what are you giving up or what infrastructure is being in place for that to happen, right? So again, it's that 80-90% that's good and that 10% you're not sure of, which is why I feel this could be a Trojan horse for down the road, the next administration.
Exactly,
who
dude.
Could come in.
Right. And that's what I mean. Trump says that he has good intentions for this AI, even though he didn't really talk about what he wanted to use it for. But I mean, we can kind of tell that with AI, with the 5G kind of towers, with AI surveillance, with Skynet, essentially what they're trying to build. You already have the satellite connections with Starlink and all that stuff, right? One world internet, that's coming. So I just don't know. I don't know what the objective is other than 1984, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, let's give everybody what they want. And like the WEF, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the 17, there's that number again, is sustainable goals that they have at the WEF. You'll own nothing. You'll be happy. It might be kind of like one of those things where they will allow you to live whatever kind of life. I've heard like some people say the world's going to become like so desolate that they're going to have you plugged into like this avatar game and you'll just live in the metaverse for a while. I don't see how people would do that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not on our lifetimes, but the reason why we need to sort of shake things up and really wake people up is for the next generations. Like I feel by the time any of this comes in, it might be Greg's kids that are... that are in trouble, right? Because I think we've already proven how stupid humanity was the last 4 years. And I do feel if they try it again with something, and I do feel a lot of people would go for the, you know what, if it's to cure cancer and stuff like that, because they did the first batch.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's enough people right now awake to what's going on with this administration on that 10% of stuff that's going on. I'm not talking about the 80, because people in the chat here are like, yeah, he's done this, he's done that. I said, I'm not arguing that. I said, these are all things that I, 2 years ago, would have been doing cartwheels front and back, you know, on. But right now it's kind of like, I'm looking at just the 10%, the things like everything that Greg's been talking about and all the symbolism. And, you know, it's just like, the lesser of two evils, maybe. I don't know.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
It really is.
You know, and that's always, I think, what it comes down to is you're never going to get rid of evil. So you got to choose one way or the other. And, you know, to not choose is an option as well. You know, become the Amish. You know, that's what I was
saying.
I moved
out from Toronto. I'm a little more in the mountains and the countryside. And
but even
things
then,
that I'm doing, there's, you know, things that I'm doing in the background,
right.
And I won't mention here what I'm doing yet, but there's things how I'm positioning myself,
okay,
my finances and stuff where, you know, there could be a safe right there, folks. Maybe that's where all my money is in. Is that right. fake? that freak. Well,
so I do want to talk about Trump at the WEF, because I did a video on this on Instagram, and this has to do with the eagle, the eagle's head. Mm. So this is the seal of the president on this whatever background, because this was a virtual attendance when he joined.
Right.
So he has.
He didn't go in person.
Right. So he has the seal of the president of the United States right here on the podium where he's speaking. But behind him is a gigantic version of it. Looked like it's ingrained in wood. But mm-hmm. the head is facing the arrows instead of facing the olive branch.
Right.
You know, and so this was like changed in 1945 through an executive order because they wanted it to symbolize peace, and they wanted it to really, the executive order, when you read it, it says, I want the seal of the president to look like the great seal of the United States. So I want them to be the same. And so right. that's really what it is. It's not, didn't really talk about peace at all.
Right.
But in 1916, I believe it was, I can't remember the president's name off the top of my head, but like you had the head was, you know, literally facing the arrows. So it was like a standard thing via like an executive order. So this was an old school type of way that it looked.
Right.
But people wanted to say, you know, well, you know, it's symbolic of war because the eagle is facing the arrows and all this stuff. And so what's shocking, though, is when this was changed via executive order to face the arrows, 11 months later, we got into a war.
Yeah.
And when it was signed via executive order to change the head the other way towards the peaceful olive branch, we got out of war within 2 months.
Right.
So my question is, are we going to get in war because what Trump just, you know, shown to the world, or, you know, presented?
I think
to the
we're
world?
Already in a war. I think maybe he's telling us we're already in a war, right?
Right.
I think we've been in a war, since 9/11, right? The executive actions that Bush put in, I can't remember, being Canadian, I don't remember all the executive orders and stuff, but I just feel since 9/11, it's been a constant war. And it did stop in the 4 years or 3.5 years that Trump was in office. But is this predictive programming saying we're going to be in a war soon? Because I can't see us being in a war, or if there is one, it will be shut down very quickly to make it look like he saved us. You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like I think we're already there, and maybe he's telling us we're in a war. Hold on tight. So, there's going to be some really shifty shit coming on so down the road. Like we know nothing's been good. Nothing's been good the last 4.5 years. We're almost 5 years into this, half a decade.
So like
this.
Just like what Danielson was saying, a war against the deep state, a war, like a silent war, an information war, right? The silent enemy that Trump always talked about, like China. Yep. So I do think that there is something weird going on in the background. He does speak weird, like Trump. When you look at his tweets or his whatever they're called, truths, he capitalizes every other word or some random.
Yeah.
So I think that he's using some weird code, gematria, maybe. Who the hell knows? And I know there's like guys out there that break this stuff down. I know. But like, I don't know if it's intentional or if he just does that for whatever. But it seems like we have been in this information war this entire time, right? And
right.
But the thing that I'm actually thinking of is a physical altercation, you know. And I think that like a kinetic war will happen. And Trump's been talking about that with Japan, or not Japan, but China Taiwan, going into Taiwan,
Taiwan and China,
right?
Israel, Iran, Iraq, Iran. Or a war within your own country. Like, I'm surprised there hasn't been civil unrest from what's gone on in the last 4 years. And good on you guys not to fall for that, because I think the deep state has been pushing for that, especially with all the stuff they were trying to do with the J6ers and Trump and all the allegations and all the indictments and stuff. Like it was like testing the Patriots' patience. So I'm surprised it hasn't happened.
Well, and it's easy to fall into that left-right paradigm where you see a bunch of people doing something bad to a Trump supporter. Like you want to go smack somebody in the face and be like, leave them alone. and vice versa. You know what I mean? Like if you see, I mean, you rarely see a bunch of Trump supporters beating anybody up, but like if you have the Patriot Front or not Patriot Front. Wow. Like one of the Proud Boys.
Proud Boys, yeah.
You know, beating up Antifa. And you're watching this and you're seeing people physically like punch each other and you're getting this like primitive visceral reaction where you're going, whoa, dude, like, like I want to either jump into this. You're like, yeah, like that guy deserves it. And then you're when you see it, it kind of takes you down to that primal brain. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But when you remove yourself from all that stuff and then you come back to it, you realize what they're trying to do with all this imagery and the memes, the videos. Mm-hmm. That's what social media does, is it riles you up to make you go do something. And Donut was talking about that on the last episode, where it's like misinformation and disinformation, right? And so like the misinformation, I can't remember which one it was, but it was one that would make you want to go do something, call to action.
Right, right.
And I think that's just, it's totally, it works for a lot of people.
Yeah. You know, and that's why it's a PSYOP on top of a PSYOP on top of a PSYOP, because we're in this constant loop of always, right now, we're second guessing ourselves with a lot of stuff. There's division. You had people that don't like Trump. There's people that support Trump. There's people in the middle now that do support Trump, but are a little weary of some things. So there's almost three groups now, you know, and it's smart for them because then we start to argue.
Exactly.
Amongst ourselves about stuff. And when you're arguing about stuff, then, you know, you don't look at things objectively. And I think we have to look at things objectively. I mean, questioning your government is something you should always do. And they're always like, oh, you know, you're treason. It's treasonous if you ask or question your government.
You're a liberal.
That's what patriots do. Well, that's what, or liberal, but that's what patriots do in any country. You question your government. If you hold them, their feet to the fire, as they should, you know, then good things should happen. So I'm praying that good things happen. We're not here to bash Trump or anything. We're just like, hey, 2 years ago, and I was a different situation. And I just started to look at things a little differently and go, you know, I just got to be a little bit more, just more aware and just, you know, use discernment with a lot of this, you know. And if we're going to show patterns on Jay-Z and Bieber and all these stars and Epstein, and you are like, this is awesome, but then we show patterns on the other side and you don't want to see it, then that's where I'm a little concerned, being like, there's always this happening on both sides. And that's why I think we've been in a war. I think the war is to keep us divided, constantly confused, and there's different levels of people that are awake. There's people that are not awake.
Yeah.
There's people that are awake and don't trust their government, like from 1 to 5, 1 to 10, they're about a 5. And then when you're at 8, 9, 10, like us, when you realize the world is run by psychopaths, satanic, and there's rituals, and we know there is, but sometimes we have a hard time thinking that maybe the right side is using those rituals against us as well.
Well, yeah. Anytime you start feeling like sympathetic or like defensive, when somebody talks about like a political figure that's A, not your family, not your close friend, you have no idea who this person really is. Like, I mean, seriously, come on. You have to ask yourself, why do I feel this way about this person? Mm-hmm. You know? And you can think that like what you've been shown is your reality, but we all know there's an exoteric and an esoteric, right? They show you things on the surface, but then they really mean something down below.
Yeah.
And you have to just like really step back and ask yourself, why do I love this person that I don't know? They're not my family. They're not my friends. And why do I hate this person?
Yeah.
Right?
It's not a 30,000 view. You need 100,000 foot view. Like you need to be up way above now. And I think that's where the ascension is. I think that's where it's, you know, the vibration, you know, you open up the pineal gland, that chakra, that fifth level. So we're not in 3D or 4D. We're in 5D. That's that 100,000 foot view that we're trying to help people with now, saying, hey, just look at everything from a much higher view versus, you know, things that I feel that both sides have put in front of us to keep us divided.
Right.
Really, just to keep us arguing.
Well, and then speaking of one of those things, speaking about looking at something from a 1,000 foot view, is you had this Los Angeles thing. And this is like one of the last stories that I kind of want to talk about here. But
Oh, nice segue I did with that, eh?
There we go. So this was the coordinates of a location that somebody found on Google Maps that had a bunch of help signs just randomly created out of garbage, it seems, or like posts or logs, right? Just says, help, 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 help. And you see like Traffico. You'll see something that says like LAPD, right? And there's tons of these pictures going viral. There's tons of this, like there's videos and stuff, but there's a lot of fake stuff too. Like this one. Yeah. This is a fake one. FBI wanted money. Makers, police, Metro. Right. This calling out like rant, like that's a fake image. But you're finding that this became such a sensational type of topic because they're talking about trafficking, Traffico, right? And this this trash heap happens to be right next to this shipping yard, the shipping container yard. So everybody's doing the oh, well, this must be.
Any connections to Evergreen with that?
Right. Well, I mean, watch this video. So this is a video that kind of shows you the bird's eye view here. We don't have to listen to this. I don't know if there's any audio. But they're kind of zooming in, showing you the words like federal, LAPD, help, trafficking. And then it zooms out. And he's scrolling over across the freeway here. And you see just a bunch of shipping containers.
Oh, right? I see some green ones there.
There we go. So this is like right next to a courtyard type of thing. So this was going viral and someone went down there. So people got so concerned that they were like, I have the coordinates. I'm going to go down there and find out what the hell's happening. Right. So you had these people kind of going down there and they're taking photos and videos in real life here, not just Google.
Did they actually speak to anybody down there?
They did. Yeah. So like this is just some of the stuff that they found. Here is a drive scene here. Can turn that down.
Is it a homeless camp?
So, yeah, I it appears to be a homeless shelter because there's a couple people that were interviewed. There was one woman who was interviewed and they're asking like, hey, what's going on with these help signs? Because this guy went down there and found out like, oh, there's a woman there with a dog and like just a bunch of disheveled homeless people. And here's what he found, this random woman. So check this out.
Okay, what's the name of the dog?
Seuss.
Yeah,
and Seuss.
Seuss belongs to someone here? Sorry.
Yeah, careful. Seuss belongs to, she has an owner.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that dog is named Seuss.
Seuss
has an owner, because you know what? She was tied up in the rain.
He was tied.
Oh, I thought it was a he.
But
he was tied up in the rain.
Oh, wow.
And so I was filming because everybody wants to know why there's the help sign. You see all those helps?
Oh, is this one guy, he puts that.
Is that guy's name Jose?
Yes.
Okay, that's what they told me, too.
Yeah, it's Jose. Yeah.
So there's a guy named Jose who just keeps putting help.
He does that.
And is Jose here?
He's not here, but he's always, like, on that side of, like, under the bridge.
And he just messes around?
Always writes that down. Yeah. Yes, all the time.
The reason people are probably coming today is because they put it online.
Yeah, no. He's the one that puts it all the time. But he puts it all the time. Okay. Yeah. He writes it everywhere. I don't know if you see it everywhere.
Yeah, there's, like, help and then a bunch of stuff in Spanish.
Yeah,
he
puts it, that's supposed to be human trafficking.
Yeah, human trafficking. That's what everybody's saying online is that they're...
Did you see what she just did?
I missed it.
They're supposedly human trafficking. Or, I mean, she is doing like the 3-6 right there, but
that's what I saw.
but listen and watch her response.
Supposedly human trafficking.
Yeah, human trafficking.
Right? Like, human trafficking. Like, she's making fun of Jose. Like,
yeah.
Right?
Poor Jose.
So the video just kind of goes on and it's like she's making it seem like Jose's kind of crazy.
Yeah, he's right? A little loco.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's one of those stories that it's like the fog vid that gets injected into the mainstream to get people's attention when they should be looking at like
something
Stargate
else.
Or something else that's happening.
Yeah.
I mean,
because I do, this went viral. I did see this everywhere. Like, and you guys were talking about it on the other show as well, being like, you know, it just popped up, and then it got to the point where it went so viral. People, like you said, were driving down there to check it out and see what was going on. And this is this in L.A., California?
Like, it's in L.A., this? Yeah. Now, yeah. The chat's interesting because Agent KK is saying she's an actress and Jose witnessed something and now they're probably threatening him.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. A crisis actress. Because they did this whole thing with Wayfair back in the day at the shipping container.
Right.
And man, that woke me up because I came home and I went onto Wayfair and I saw these storage units that were being sold for $15,000 and the names. Like, I physically went on there and I actually used the barcode, typed it into Google, and the barcode for the item that was being sold was a field out nowhere, which just had, see, and I'm being serious, folks. Like, this was back in 2020. I came home and checked it. So anytime I think of shipping containers and that, I feel like, actually, Danielson even said in the chat, what about Wayfair? Because that was hot for a moment, to the point that Instagram banned anything that you typed in pizza fence and all that and the Wayfair. But I went on and I saw it for myself, and Ellen DeGeneres selling a $5,000 pillow, and everything was named with the child of the first name or last name of missing children.
And what's interesting
none of that's been, like, why inject that in there?
Yeah. But what's interesting about that stuff is I do remember, like, because we did a whole breakdown of that. We had a bunch of videos that we collaged together with Pardon My American. And there was one instance where you'd add something to your cart. Like, it was like normal priced pillow. Like, I don't know, normal for like Wayfair price, what, $60 for a fucking pillow. You add it to your cart. And all of a sudden it changed to $15,000.
Yeah.
And you're that's like, what?
I did. And I did it. I tried it myself. I came home one night and I was like, what's going on with all this and trying all this? They do this stuff to really mess with us. Just like if you go into Google right now and you type in presidents in order, you'll see Trump, Biden, and Obama's photo. When I did it 2 days ago, Biden wasn't there, and I sent you a picture of it, Greg.
Yeah.
I did it again today. Now he's there. So a couple days ago when I typed in presidents in order, it had everyone on there except for Biden. And now 2 days later, he's there. So they're just messing with us. I was just like, they're just messing with us.
Well, it's
maybe
like
the
Wayfair
thing was messing with us because nothing's been done about it.
Let me get this on its own screen here. Actually, I can't, but I don't know if you can see that, but down here it has Bush, Barack, and just Trump.
Yep.
But I mean, it could have just stopped at Trump's first term, but I know the one that you saw had two Trumps side by side, right?
Yeah. And no Biden. And that was 2 days ago, maybe three. Right. And they did it again today. And I just typed in presidents in order. And I was pissed that Biden was there because I was like, hey guys, go on now and check it out. And I said,
my theory doesn't hold anymore. Dang.
Well, it didn't. After 2 days, it changed. And I'm like, same with the Wayfair stuff, right? It changed within a couple of hours.
Right.
And I remember messaging my friend going, oh my God, like this Wayfair stuff going on. Because I did exactly what you said, Greg. I went in and did all that. And I'm like, why is it sending me coordinates to some weird place in the middle of nowhere?
And Joe Biden, like, you know, that whole people doing the DC tour. If you go into the building where it has like all the presidential, you know, whatever photos and all that stuff, and it shows you the timeline of all the presidents, Joe Biden's photo wasn't there, bro.
Wasn't there.
Like years into his presidency.
He was never in the White House. Like the whole time he was never in it. I never saw the dude in there. And is it true now they don't call it Washington, D.C.? I've been hearing things about that the...
You know, there was something about that, like maybe on a Google map or something where it just said Washington. I don't know, but
yeah, you gotta let us know in the chat because as someone said the other day, it's no longer called DC, which is District of Columbia, which is not part of the United States. They have their own laws. They have their own military. They have their own police. That's where the J6 people were held in jail without a charge or an actual, trial. Because it's not part of the United States, but you got to look that stuff up yourself, folks, and you'll see.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, that is pretty much all I had, dude. Did you have anything else that you want to share?
No, I'm going to go watch a documentary that basically says that Canada does not exist. Donut talked about it last week.
Okay.
And it talks about how it's just a facade because we're under the UK, under the Queen, same with UK and same with Australia. So maybe our country doesn't exist. Maybe that's why Trump wants it, because technically we don't exist. Maybe he's trying to get us out from the monarchy. Donut kind of said that last week.
Yeah, I get the Club of Rome feels, you know what I mean?
So say that again, sorry?
I get the Club of Rome type of tinglies when he wants Greenland and Canada. I mean, you got to look, if you look at the map of the Club of Rome, it's literally, it's spot on, dude.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, you know, go get wicked smart, as Donut would say, you know? So, yes. Also, everybody out there, thanks for joining the live stream. Love seeing you all here. If you do like the content, click the like button. Helps the show. If you listen on audio, make sure to click the 5 stars. Yeah. Apple iTunes. It really helps us get into the algorithm out there.
We've got 38 people watching and 3 likes. Shame, shame.
Hey, just refresh. I'm sure they liked it.
I hope so.
Awesome. All right. Well, everybody, stay steamy. And until next time, stay safe as well. All right. Peace.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.